In this video, we're going to walk through building our very first Windows Azure application using .NET and Visual Studio. We're going to do this in three steps. First step is we're going to create an ASP.NET project that we're going to run locally on our system. The second is we're going to Azure enable it and test it out using a local Azure emulator. And the third step is then we're going to deploy this application into the public Azure cloud and scale it out across multiple servers. And best of all, it's only going to take us about 3 minutes to do end-to-end, and it's really easy. So to begin with, we're going to use Visual Studio 2010, and we're just going to create a new ASP.NET project. And we're going to name this application Hello World and hit OK. So this is just a standard ASP.NET MVC 3 application, just like I'd use to build locally. So we're done with step one. Step two is we're going to Azure enable this application. And we're going to do that by right-clicking on the project and selecting the Add Windows Azure Deployment Project option. This is going to add another project into our Visual Studio solution that allows us to encapsulate some additional Windows Azure configuration options as well as additional advanced settings. So for example, I could double click on this project, and if I wanted to, I could indicate that I want to run this application across two servers inside Windows Azure instead of just one. I can change the number of servers that are deployed there. I can also configure the size of the servers that I want to run against, ranging from a single core box all the way up to an 8-core system. Last thing I'm going to do in step two is just run this application locally. Because I've configured that Azure deployment project, it's going to run now using the local Windows Azure emulator on my development system. This provides a really nice way that I can test everything out locally without having to deploy to the cloud first. And you can see here now, this is my standard ASP.NET MVC 3 app now running using the Azure emulator locally. Everything looks good. So the last step that we're going to do is we're just going to publish and deploy this on the internet. And to do that, I'm just going to right-click on this project and click the Publish command. This will bring up, the very first time, a Windows Azure Publish wizard. I can log in using this wizard to the public Azure website and download a Publish profile settings that will include a bunch of configuration data relative to my specific account. This is a one-time step only that just sort of configures Visual Studio to know how to deploy into Windows Azure. So I'm just going to save this configuration file, and then just inside Visual Studio, I'll import it. And this has now done all the work necessary to wire up Visual Studio to Windows Azure so that I can one-click deploy things in the future. Now that I've done that, I'm just going to hit Next. And I'm going to name the application I want to create. So I'm just going to call this the Hello World Goo Demo. I can choose whatever data center inside Windows Azure I want to use to deploy this to. We have two in Asia, two in US, and two in Europe. I'm just going to select South Central US, hit OK. And this is now going to go ahead and create for me this application inside the Southwest data center. It's going to allocate two servers for me to run this application on. I can optionally, if I want to, enable a username and password so I can remote desktop in later to locally debug issues. Just one extra little step there, hit OK, and then I'm just going to hit Next and Publish. And now what Visual Studio is going to do is package up my ASP.NET application, deploy it into Windows Azure. Windows Azure then is going to scale it out across two servers inside that data center. It's going to put together a hardware load balancer against those two servers so that traffic will be evenly distributed across the two. And it's going to provide for me a 99.95% SLA, guaranteeing that my application is always up and always available for customers. As our application is being deployed by Windows Azure, Visual Studio will output status messages to our console here. And you can see here now, a couple minutes later, our application's now been deployed across two servers within Windows Azure, equally load balanced. If I click this URL, I can run that application, and now I'm seeing it running in the cloud. As you saw here, it only took me a few minutes. I was able to reuse my Visual Studio and my .NET skills in order to start building great cloud solutions. You can learn more about Windows Azure and how you too can go ahead and start building solutions for it using the Develop Center on top of our website. Lots of great tutorials, lots of great articles, lots of great videos that you can use in order to learn how to build great solutions. And really looking forward to seeing what you build with it. Thanks a bunch.